Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Belinda Abramson here with the Consumer Corner. This afternoon, we will be speaking with Zolani Fihla, who is the spokesperson for the JMPD, or the Johannesburg Metro Police Department. Hi, Zolani, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And let me take the opportunity to greet the listeners as well.
Great. Zolani, thanks for your time. So basically, there's a lot of, I think, grey area when dealing with the JMPD. We don't really know what exactly is their profile.
A profile and mandate for the Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department is threefold. Firstly, our first mandate is crime prevention. Just the same as the South African police services. The only difference is that, firstly, we don't have police stations, so we can't detain any criminals within our facilities. And secondly, we don't investigate criminal matters. So whenever a person is arrested by the Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department, a docket is opened, the person is handed over to the South African Police Services for detention, and the case docket is also handed over to the SAPS for further investigation. Then secondly, we have bylaw enforcement. We know that the city of Johannesburg has various bylaws which are promulgated by the council and which are made for the city to be run in an optimal manner. And some of these bylaws are then enforced by the Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department. Right. And then thirdly, our third mandate is traffic management and all the traffic duties within the city of Johannesburg. And that's firstly to enforce traffic rules and regulations, but also assist with traffic management if there's any congestion within the city or during sport or events that take part within the city of Johannesburg. So that's Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department's profile.
Okay, so can we deal with the traffic management side of things?
Yes.
So can I ask you, you're driving along and you know, it's quite... intimidating when you see a group of JPMB guys sitting on the side of the road, you know, pulling you over. So firstly, for what reason do they pull you over?
Officers who have, firstly, it's either a roadblock or a roadside check.
Yeah.
They have a setup on the side of the road. They could pull you over either for a traffic stop or for any crime prevention matters. But for a traffic stop, then at a roadside check, then they don't necessarily need to have a search warrant to search your person or your vehicle. But if they do suspect that there's anything suspicious within the vehicle on the person, then they can request to search, but it's not that necessary. But with a roadblock, which has been commissioned by the SAPS, then they can search the person or the vehicle without a consent or a search warrant. But when they do stop you for a traffic stop, then officers can ask for any documentation. They can ask for your driving licenses or the vehicle's papers, which could be the license disc as well, and also check roadworthiness of the vehicle and also check driver fitness, that's the driving license as well. But with crime prevention matters, then they... with a roadblock, as I did say before, they don't need consent or search warrant to do so. But with a roadside check, then they'll have to ask for consent, or if they reasonably suspect that there is anything suspicious happening, then they can search the person or the vehicle.
Okay. So can I ask you, let's say you get pulled over, and can you be issued with an on-the-spot ticket?
In the city of Johannesburg, previously you could, but since we have been using the ARTO system, then in the city of Johannesburg, there aren't no spot fines. We know a spot fine is when a person is stopped something is found which is traffic related, and then a person is issued a fine, but they're meant to pay that fine immediately. But within the city of Johannesburg and also with Tshwane, since we are using ARTO, there are many other options for a motorist to have before they can either pay the fine or contest it. So within the city of Johannesburg, we don't issue spot fines, but in areas like Ekurhuleni, in the south of Gauteng, like Sidibeng and the Vaal, and also in the West Rand, you can still get spot fines.
Okay. So, Lana, would you mind holding for 1 minute for us? I'm just going to a small ad break, and I will be back with you.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Hi, so you're back with me, Belinda, on our usual Monday Consumer Corner. We're speaking with Zolani Fikla from the Johannesburg Metro Police Department. We're just getting a few insights as to what really is protocol and what the JMPD actually, what their mandates are. If you have any questions, feel free to WhatsApp us on 061 895 1019. Hi Zolani, thank you so much for waiting.
Thank you so much.
So can I ask you, with regards to if you issued with a fine, how long do you have to pay it?
Okay, as I did explain before, that the city of Johannesburg and the city of Tshwane were using ARTO. So within those options that you have as a motorist, if you do pay your fine within 32 days, you get 50% discount. But challenge is also if you don't pay your fines, then the fines will then be classified as an enforcement order, and then you'll have a challenge of either renewing your driving license or renewing your vehicle's license disc. I know in the areas like in Ekurhuleni, in the West Rand, and also in the south of Gauteng, if you don't pay your fine, then you're given a court date for you to represent yourself and challenge that fine. And if you don't appear in court, then a warrant of arrest is issued. And if you are found on the road, then you will be arrested. And then you have to pay that fine and also pay a contempt of court. But within the city of Johannesburg and within Tshwane as well, then you have those options that if you get a fine, if you pay that fine within 32 days, you get 50% discount. You can also challenge that fine and also have other administrative options that you can follow within that process.
So can I ask you, what happens in the event where someone is told, no, where the JMPD representative says, right, you need to come with me to the police station, or you need to pay me right now? How do we handle a situation like that?
With the ARTO fines that are being regulated within the city of Johannesburg and Tshwane, a motorist is not forced to pay their fine immediately at a roadblock if they are found. They are advised on the payment options, and if they do feel or they can afford to pay it at that moment, then they can. And these are traffic fines which have been received before, and then a person is then caught at a roadblock. So it's not necessarily a spot fine. And then you do have the option to pay for that fine. And secondly, you cannot be arrested for any ARTO fines. So if you are confronted with that type of situation within the city of Johannesburg, yes, and an officer demands money for you to pay a fine or says they will arrest you for a fine, then you can report that individual to the department's internal affairs unit. But also, if you are at that roadblock, you can call the supervisor and then just explain to them what has happened, and then the supervisor will then have to handle that situation. But we do know, and as the Johannesburg Metropolitan Department, we have a zero tolerance for any corruption. And if an officer does solicit a bribe, then you can call the Internal Affairs Unit or the Independent Police Investigative Directorate or the Hawks for them to make sure that they do investigate the matter, and whoever is in the wrong is then dealt with accordingly.
Right, so can I ask you, if you get pulled over, let's say they're two JMPD representatives, and they say, right, you need to pay us now, do you have the right to drive off, you know, if you're feeling threatened?
If it is two JMPD officials, they have stopped you, they have checked your vehicle, your driving license, then they have to be legitimate officers, because we do find that in some instances we get bogus police officers who then stop motorists and either rob them of their possessions or even of their vehicles as well. So it's important for a motorist, firstly, if you are at a roadblock as well, and it goes back to the rights of a motorist, that you ask the Metro police officer or the police official for an appointment card or an appointment certificate that proves that they are Metro police officials. And then it goes back to, if you are feeling threatened, unfortunately, if you are stopped by an officer and they are executing their duties, you can't just drive off without letting them know, firstly, and for the and also the reasons for you to drive off. But it is important for you to notify the police as soon as possible. And in this case, with the JMPD, it's the Internal Affairs Unit. And if you don't mind, I can share their number. Perfect. Where members of the public can then call immediately when they are in that type of situation. And the number is 0800.
Yes.
203712. That's 0800 203712. That's the JMPD Internal Affairs number, when motorists or even members of the public can call if they are confronted with a matter of them being threatened by JMPD officers, or they find that officers are acting in a manner that they shouldn't be acting in, which is misconduct, or are they then acting illegally, which is either corruption or soliciting a bribe.
Okay, so just to clarify, what would the law say about an individual driving without a license? Let's say it's a mistake, you know, which is not normally the case. Is it a legal requirement to have your license with you the whole time?
Yes, the National Road Traffic Act does stipulate that if you are going to be driving your motor vehicle on a public road, you need to have the license on you or within that vehicle that you are driving. And if a Metro police officer, a traffic police official, does stop you and they find that you are driving without the driving license, then they do have the right to charge you for driving without it. But if you do have and you have forgotten it, then they'll also add an alternative charge, is that you're driving while it's not in your possession. And then when you do go pay that fine and you produce your valid driving license, they won't charge you for driving without, but driving that you didn't have it in your person at that time.
Right. So can I ask you, do we have a point system in South Africa now?
We don't have a points system in South Africa. As I did explain earlier, that Johannesburg, the Metro, Johannesburg Metro and Tshwane Metro are the only ones who are using Auto at the present moment.
Yeah.
I know that national rollout is in the process. It has been promulgated by national legislature, and it's in the process of being rolled out. But at the present moment, within the city of Johannesburg and Tshwane, the point system is not applicable as yet, but I think when the national rollout goes out, then that will be conducted.
Oh, I see. Okay. So now, Zolani, can we get on to a quite a contentious topic? What do we do? Okay, so let's get back to this thing, like where the police officer stops you, and let's say they ask you for a McDonald's burger or a cold drink. Is that considered a bribe?
Yes, no, it is considered a bribe. A bribe isn't necessarily money. But anything that an officer could solicit from you, either they be asking on their behalf or to let you go if they found something wrong. So if they do that, then it is considered a bribe and necessary action needs to be taken. And that's why we also, on the other hand, discourage motorists from also offering officers a bribe. Either they're not carrying their driving licenses, or they've skipped a red robot, or their vehicle is not in a roadworthy condition. We do find that motorists also offer officers something for them to be let go, and that's why we also discourage that.
I see. So under which circumstances then will a JMPD officer not allow you to drive off?
Firstly, if it's found that your vehicle is unroadworthy, and that the number plate and the license disc aren't corresponding, then unfortunately you won't drive off and your vehicle will be impounded for number plate investigation. And another reason for an officer to not allow you to drive off, if they found that you have been driving under the influence of alcohol, and then you'll be arrested for that, or you've been reckless and negligent while driving. And thirdly, if you are found driving over the regulated speed limits. And with that, then it also differentiates how much speed were you driving over. With the speed limits, you are given a grace of 10 kilometers per hour. Let's say you are driving in a 60 zone and you're still at 69, almost 70, then you won't be charged. But once it hits 71, you will be charged. And if it's in a residential area and it's over 30 kilometers per hour, the speed limit, then you can be arrested. And if it's on a freeway and it's over 40 kilometers per hour over the regulated speed limit, then you'll also be arrested for high speed.
Right. Okay. We're just going to break for a song right now and we'll get back to you after this. Thanks, Alani.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Hi, welcome back. This is Belinda speaking for the Consumer Corner. At the moment, we're speaking to Zolani Fichler, who's the spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metro Police Department. Should anyone have any queries, please feel free to WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. Zolani, hi. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Zolani, can I ask you on the topic of alcohol now? What are the legal limits?
Mm-hmm. The legal limits for a motorist when driving is 0.24 milligrams of breath that are taken from a breathalyzer. And if you are a driver that is in possession of a professional driving permit, that's either you're driving passengers, goods or dangerous goods for reward, then the limit is 0.10. And if you are found over those two limits that I just explained, then you will be arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol. And one thing that's important for motorists to know, that the law does state that you can't refuse to be either breathalyzed or have your blood drawn for the purpose of when an officer suspects that you are under the influence of alcohol whilst driving.
Okay. So speaking in terms of professional driver's license, does an Uber driver, for example, need to carry a special license, or is it just the regular driver's license?
An Uber driver will need to have a driver's license that has a professional driving permit, because they are transporting passengers for reward.
Okay. Can I ask you now, let's go back to crime prevention, which is part of your profile, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so for example, near where I live, it's like along Louis Botha Avenue, and the robots have been out for absolute weeks. There's no street lights at night, you know, and we've been complaining and nothing gets done. You know, that is a huge crime hotspot. What can we do to resolve this issue?
Yes, and as you've did note, that firstly it is the lights, and secondly it is the robots, and those are the mandate for our sister departments within the city of Johannesburg. With the street lights, it is City Power, and with the traffic lights, it is JRA. But it is true, because those type of conditions become suitable for any criminal activities, because I know a criminal would want to take advantage where it is dark. And secondly, when it comes to traffic lights not working, then it leads to either congestion, and also it can lead to accidents happening within that area.
Right.
So it is important that you report both to the JRA, this Johannesburg Road Agency, for the traffic lights, and to City Power regarding the street lights. But as the Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department, we also note that as well, and we'll also communicate with them, saying that we have received a concern from the public regarding these two issues.
Okay, so Lonnie, we're just going to take an ad break now. If you can just hold on for us, thank you.
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Hi, you're back with Belinda for Consumer Corner. We're speaking with Zolani Fichler from the Johannesburg Metro Police Department. If anybody has any queries or insights, please feel free to contact us on WhatsApp 061-895-1019. Zolani, going back a bit, could you explain to us what the R2 system actually is?
The ARTA system is a system that has been introduced by the Department of Transport, Road Traffic Management Corporation, and the Road Traffic Infringement Agency. And this is basically a citation or ticketing system where motorists are then issued fines for any transgression that they have committed on the road. But it is different from the system that has been used before, which was under the Criminal Procedure Act. And with the ARTA system, as I did explain before, it has many other options before a motorist can pay the fine. And some of the options that I did explain is that they get 32 days. If they do pay the fine within 32 days, then they have an 50% discount. Yeah. And other options of representing themselves in court, or also challenging the fine. And with that, with the old system, then we can't arrest a person for any traffic fines, and a person is also not forced to then pay a traffic fine at a roadblock. But then, as I did also say, that there's an enforcement order. If you don't pay the fine within a specific time period, then you get an enforcement order where your driving license and the license disc of your vehicle are blocked, and you can't renew those until you pay those specific fines.
Okay, and part of that, I mean, do you guys like impound cars if you find licenses haven't been paid? I mean, not licenses, fines haven't been paid.
No, we don't impound a vehicle if traffic fines haven't been paid, because that traffic fine, of course, a vehicle, and that specific vehicle, has been used for the transgression of that rule or regulation, but the transgressor is the motorist. So then we issue the fine to the motorist, and only the motorist will then be charged, but then the vehicle won't be impounded. Because at times you also do find that a vehicle has fines within its name, within its profile,
yes,
but the driver isn't the actual person who the fines are under. So we can't impound a vehicle for any traffic fines, but we can impound a vehicle for number plate investigation. And that's found is that the vehicle does, the license disc or the registration do not correspond.
Okay, so we have a question here, if you wouldn't mind. What happens if you're stopped in a roadblock and they tell you that you have an outstanding offence, but no fine notification has ever been received? And also, by what means should a fine be received? And that's from Jonathan.
Mm-hmm. You do find that when you are stopped at a roadblock, and especially roadblocks which check for outstanding traffic fines, that you haven't received a fine, but officers can then check on the system and find that there is a fine that's allocated on your name. Then the officer will inform you, but as I did say before, with the ARTO system, you're not forced to pay the fine on the spot, and you also won't be arrested for not paying the fine. So it will be up to the motorist to pay the fine, but then the officer will then explain all the payment options and all the other options that the motorist does have. And yes, and then can you also just repeat the question again?
I think there's a part that I missed. So it says, what happens if you're stopped in a roadblock and they tell you that you have an outstanding offence, but you haven't received a fine notification? And then by what means would you receive that notification?
Yes, notification usually you'd get by registered mail, or these days they do send you an SMS, and thirdly, at a roadblock where they do check for outstanding traffic fines.
I see. Okay. So how would one, just let me say, for example, if I'm just curious to see if I have any outstanding fines, how do I navigate that?
You can check through the INATA system, which is run by the Department of Transport. That's online. There's also other online platforms like PayCity, where you can also check your fines, or you can go to the nearest licensing department within your residential area and request for them to check. But unfortunately, with the ARTO system, you can't, when you're in Joburg, then check for any outstanding traffic fines in Ekurhuleni or in the West Rand or in the south of Gauteng. It'll only correspond with traffic fines which have been received in either the city of Johannesburg or in the city of Tshwane.
So which would you say is the better system to work with?
No, the best of firstly is the online system.
Yes.
But to get the best results is go to your local licensing or traffic department.
I see. Okay, we're going to break for a song, if I'm not mistaken, Craig.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Hi, so you're back with Belinda. We're busy with the Consumer Corner, and we're discussing our motorist rights, basically, with Zolani Fichler, who's the spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metro Police Department. Zolani, thank you so much for being with us today and shedding a lot of light on this topic.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sorry to cut you off.
No, not at all. So I'd just like to sum up, basically. We basically cannot be arrested on the spot when pulled over, unless there is something like a problem with your registration papers, or if they feel something illegal is transpiring, or you're carrying illegal products in the vehicle. If there is an issue of a bribe, so to speak, being required by the motorist, we can speak to who would be in charge in that situation at the roadblock.
At a roadblock, then you'll have the supervisor who will be in charge. Within the JMPD perspective, then it'll either be a sergeant or an inspector. Within a commissioned roadblock, as I did explain before, yes, that there's two types of a roadblock. There's the commissioned roadblock, where it has been given a permission by the South African Police Services, and with a roadside check, then you'll find most probably two or three officers, and most times then you won't find a supervisor at that place. So it is important that either at the commissioned roadblock, you find the supervisor who will attend to you and assist you. And if it is at a roadside check, then you can call the JMPD's Internal Affairs Unit, who will then attend to the matter. And what you also do find is that with our vehicles on the side of the vehicle, then that number that I gave before, that 0800 number for the anti-corruption fraud hotline, it's on the vehicles. we can take down that vehicle, that number, call it immediately. But what you also is important for you to note is the time and the date of that incident, registration number of the vehicle. It'll be easier to trace those officers. And if you can also get the name tag of the official, then it'll also assist a lot.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I'd just like to repeat that JNPD Internal Affairs Unit number. It's 0800-203-712. Thank you so much for your time, Zalani, and have a great week.
Thank you. Thank you so much to you, and have a blessed week as well.
Thank you. Take care.